So this is bedtime story for Ella, and for moms and dads listening, and you're not aware. In short, we tend not to get very excited, where maybe I should, in reading, because it's bedtime, and Ella is going to sleep. Night, night. I love you. Okay, so this book is by Julia Donaldson and Karen George. It's published by Macmillan Children's Books. Ella got them as a present. And this one is called Freddy and...
Toda.
Sorry?
Toda. Toda Mommy.
Toda's Mommy got you these books. That was very nice for... So this one's called Freddy and the Fairy. Freddy found a fairy tangled in a tree. "Help, I'm stuck," the fairy cried. So Freddy set her free. It's also, the lights are off, so I might find it hard to read one or two things as well. And I've never read this one before, so this is totally under her stuff as per usual. "Thank you," said the fairy. "My name is Bessie Bell. I'll grant you all your wishes, though I can't hear very well." Freddy thought, then mumbled, "I wish I had a pet." "Why, so you shall," said Bessie Bell, and conjured up, next page, a net. I don't want fish," said Freddy. "I'd rather have a dog." "Hey presto," said the fairy, and conjured up a frog. "Let's try again," said Freddy. "I wish I had a cat." "That's easy," said the fairy. Gotcha. "That's easy," said the fairy, and conjured up a bat. "I don't like bats," said Freddy. "But what about a mouse?" "Lift up that stone," the fairy said. Freddy found a louse. I gather that's like a little bit of a slug or something. I don't know. Never heard of called a louse in Ireland. "That isn't right," said Freddy. "Let's think. Perhaps a parrot." "I'll do my best," said Bessie Bell, and conjured up a carrot. Freddy stamped his foot and said, "This carrot has no beak." "Forgive me," said the fairy, and a tear rolled down her cheek. Aww. Just then, from out of nowhere, appeared the fairy queen. She dried the fairy's eyes and asked, "Whatever does this mean?" "It's Bessie Bell," said Freddy. "She gets things wrong," he grumbled. "I'm sorry," said the fairy, "but that's because you mumbled." "Now, Freddy," said the fairy queen. She sounded kind, but stern. Oh, that'd be, "Now, Freddy," said the... No, "Now, Freddy. Now, Freddy." I'm trying to sound kind, but stern. "Now, Freddy." That's more like it. Said the fairy queen. She sounded kind, but stern. "Before you wish again, there are 3 rules for you to learn. Rule 1. You mustn't mumble. Rule 2, you don't turn away. The fairy needs to see your lips to read the words you say. Rule 3, don't cover up your mouth. She can see through your hand. Obey these 3 gold rules and then I'm sure she'll understand." So Freddy learned the 3 gold rules and now he speaks quite clearly. And everything he wishes for comes true. Or very nearly.